You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on, and as promised, we have the woman of my dreams, Vivian Freed. Honey, say hi.
Hi.
There you go. That's her, woman of many words. So, Vivian, for people that don't know the story, Vivian and I, Vivian had a kidney transplant about 14 months ago. Coming up this week, they're going to be taking out the access point, so that means that, Vivian will now officially have a successful kidney transplant. Honey, I love you.
Thank you.
Okay, now we're going to talk a little bit about love. We're going to talk a little bit about Vivian's, how she feels. And because everybody keeps asking me, and I figured I'd wait till Valentine's Day to bring Vivian on. So first, I want to start off by saying, honey, I want to get it out of the way. I really love you. Happy Valentine's Day. It's so amazing that you're alive here and with us today, because just 24 months ago, we were in New York. We had flown up to New York on a plane. It was freezing cold. You weren't feeling well. You got double dialysized. It was horrible. It was freezing cold. A rabbi was the last guy on the plane. He ran in. They shut the door. He needed to pray. So the rabbi and I prayed, and we landed. And you had a pretty decent time there. You know, then you got your... Oh, gosh. I'm remembering it now. Then you had to get up early the next day. You dressed up in your Peace, Love, World red outfit, and tell me what happened.
And then I got to dialysis at around... In New York, in the freezing cold. My Uber dropped me a block and a half away from where I was supposed to be dialysized. So you can imagine, in the freezing cold, I was asking people where I was, the address where to go to get dialysized. And I had to walk. And with me came all my bags, which had all my stuff to go to dialysis, which is water, food, and anything else to keep me entertained. Because I was going to be dialyzed for 2 hours or 2 hours and a half, usually 4 hours, but they try to cut the time because I had to get so much testing done that day.
So honey, you had a hard day. You had a lot of tests.
A very hard day, because this is what happened. They weighed me with my shoes on, so they took more water out of my system. So my blood pressure was super low, and I still had to go for at least 6 hours of testing.
And then you were done with the testing. You felt like a dish rag. You
yes.
walked across the street to the hotel. Thank God the hotel had a restaurant in it.
And a kosher one, too.
And we went and we had a kosher meal upstairs at the hotel, and we held hands and we had a Valentine's Day. And I'll never forget that as our toughest Valentine's Day, but also a day where we showed how much we loved each other.
Absolutely.
It was beautiful.
It was
beautiful. I really love you, you know. And then we went and we didn't get a kidney in New York. Well, we did get a kidney in New York, but we also got a kidney down here from Betty DeMartini.
Exactly. Shout out to Betty DeMartini for giving me the gift of life.
Talk a little bit about Betty and what she means.
Betty is an exceptional human being. She was going to give her kidney to her aunt, but her aunt didn't make it. And she decided to give it to me. And I was very lucky.
Yeah, Betty DeMartini is an angel on today's earth. There's no
yes.
doubt about it. We didn't know Betty, and she just came out of nowhere. God sent her to us, and we got a kidney. Yeah. So you got the kidney, you got transplanted, and people think that that's the end of the story. That's just the beginning of the story.
Exactly.
Tell me what's been going on for the last 14 months.
Well, a lot of ups and downs. Every day, I'm very thankful, and I pray to God, and I say, thank you for making me go to the bathroom so much. Thank you for this working kidney.
Well, wait, people don't realize that for 3.5 years you couldn't pee because your kidneys
didn't
work.
I didn't pee at all.
We used to dream about you peeing. When you were at your downest moment, I used to say, honey, you're going to pee soon, I promise.
Exactly. So I'm very thankful. I'm very thankful because I wake up with a prayer thanking for waking up, opening my eyes, going to the bathroom, having a healthy kidney. My husband, who's been amazing, supportive, thank God, my mom, and also thanks to my beautiful new godson that's named Gabriel Israel, after my father. So these things make me fight so hard that I'm not going to give up. Sometimes I wake up with no energy, But I still see those beautiful people surrounding me, and I know that I got to get up and do it.
We're behind you, honey, and we're behind you for the right reasons, and we accept you for where you are in your recovery, and we're behind you, and whatever you need, we're surrounding you with people that believe in you. We all believe in you. We all know that you're getting better every single day, mm-hmm. and tell us a little bit about some of the things that you love that bring love to your heart.
So, of course, you.
I wasn't fishing for that one, but okay.
Of course, my beautiful new godson and my beautiful, well, his father's my godson, too. So my beautiful Asher, Ellie, Gabrielle Bublik, my beautiful mom, my beautiful friends like Carla Descal, Catherine Butters, Karen Rosenfeld, so many who have been so supportive and who's taken this journey with me.
How about your new family that you found this fall and this winter and where you just were?
And my amazing, no, this has been the experience of it all. I went to Tallahassee because my amazing niece, this beautiful niece of mine, Nikki Freed, was one of the first people that wanted to give me her kidney. Unfortunately, she couldn't give me her kidney. She is now the Commissioner of Agriculture here in Florida. My niece and her mom have become a very special part of my life, and I love them so much. But the experience of seeing my niece I couldn't go to the inauguration, unfortunately, because I wasn't feeling well, but I went to her party where they honored her, and it was to see my niece take this position has been very impactful in my life. It shows me that when you want to do something, you can. So, of course, I can get better, and of course, I'm getting better. Fight for you what you want. I want recovery, and I'm going to fight for it. My niece has showed me so much. I tell her strong is the new pretty. Because that's what she's made out of steel. And she is going, and the biggest thing is that she's going to make Florida, and who knows, this country, a better place to live in.
Who knows? We'll start with the state of Florida, but we always think big in our family.
In our family, we dream big and we see big.
That's correct. Nikki. So who's calling me now? Oh, it's somebody that doesn't know we're on the radio. It's okay. I'll call them later. Huh? I didn't. I put it on hold.
Jeez, you don't have to answer
it. I stopped it.
Go on.
All right. So, honey, so tell us a little bit more about Nikki Freed while I tag her on Facebook and she starts watching.
Nikki Freed, she is just very strong, very beautiful, an amazing person in my life right now. And she has been since I met her. She's hand in hand with Gabrielle Israel, of course, my beautiful godson. And she is just going to make this country the best country there is. I know that.
So, honey, it's Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. What does Valentine's Day mean to you?
Valentine's Day doesn't mean that much to me, to tell you the truth, because every day I wake up, I give love and I receive love. So Valentine's Day is just a day that, another day to share love. Like today I saw a craze. Everybody online in Party City buying thousands of balloons. Everyone online buying flowers, everybody. And I say to myself, I always get balloons. I always get flowers. I always get everything. But it's an everyday thing. It's not a once a year thing. So to me, Valentine's Day is not that special. Valentine's Day is every day. You shouldn't wait till Valentine's Day to tell your mom you love her. Because I tell my mom every single day, at least 10 times a day, how much I love her. I tell my nephew, my godson, through FaceTime, my niece, how much I love them.
Russ Bornstein and the folks from ICSC are telling you they love you on Facebook. I know you can't
see
beautiful.
That. That's
beautiful. They're beautiful people.
Yes.
Beth Azor, Russ, all those people.
So, and let me tell you, love saves you. Love, it's all about love. If you have a lot of love in your life, you're going to be fighting so hard. That's one of the tools that has gotten me through. It's the love of my husband, the love of my amazing friend, Alina Villasante, who showed me what love is.
Peace, love, world,
peace,
lady.
Peace, love, world, lady. My peace, love, world. Who showed me she's a love goddess. It's all about love. And today I'm wearing her shirt. Love. And what does it say?
Love is real.
Love is real.
So how about the lady that helps you every day? Talk to her. She's watching.
My Milagros?
Exactly.
So I have this special lady who's in my house. And she helps me every day. And what is her name? Milagros. Her name is Milagros. So what does Milagro mean?
I don't know. You. Tell me.
You tell me, Jim.
Oh, come on, honey. You know that I can't do that. Just go roll it out there.
Well, we'll find out later.
Okay, well, what we're going to do is we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to find out what that means. And all you Latinos, give me a call and help me out here. Or hit me on Facebook, because Vivian's freaking me out here. But we're going to have more love and tenderness and kindness and happiness here on Freedom Business as I share my love for Vivian with the rest of the world. And Wanda, take us to break. We're going to talk about Warren Henry. I love them, too.